Hey everyone, welcome back to Asshole Alert. It's been a while. I took a bit of a hiatus to finish school. Here we are again. Now, I'm not with the usual host this time. In fact, for the first time ever, we're having a podcast without a filthy American. It's great. Not a single one on this podcast. Shaman, he has mono, so he's probably going to die and shrug is off to Bible camp or something. So, yeah, instead, I'm here with a Manga Alert veteran, Neptune Plays.
It's me.
Yeah, and I'm also here with Manga Alert newcomer, LC Gatsu, I believe is his new YouTube name. He used to be around here for a bit, but then he went off somewhere, don't know where, but now he's back, so...
I died, and then now I'm back, so...
Alright, just like Samurai 8, main character.
Fine. Oh my god, is that really how it starts?
Oh, you don't know.
I have not been keeping up with the new Shonen Jump stuff.
Oh, then we have a lot to talk about. So today we're just going to be doing some general manga topics. I mean, like, it's been a while since any of us have been on here talking about stuff. So I guess we're just going to start off with what we've been reading, some anime we've been watching. But first, theme song.
I've just started a bunch of well-known Shonen Jump series like Black Clover, Promised Neverland.
Oh, okay.
You can thank me for that because I recommended that. Mm.
True. And what else? There's another one, Black Torch. I really liked. Nah, okay. Black Torch. Okay, I know you didn't like Black Torch.
I've only read one chapter, so.
See, yeah, off one chapter. Actually, to be fair, you do. Yeah, the first chapter, if you're not really sold on that, I don't think you'll be sold on the rest.
Yeah, have you read Bleach?
I've watched Bleach. I haven't read Bleach yet.
To me, like, the first chapter of that was, like, the exact same almost.
Yeah, no, I saw the similarities and I was like, you know what, I like Bleach and I like this, so...
Like, it was different enough, but, like, okay, for those who don't know, it's, like, this guy, he can talk to animals, kind of like how Ichigo can talk to ghosts, and, like, the start of the manga is, like, the exact same, where these thugs are, like, harassing some animals, and he goes up and beats them up, and the animals are like, hey, thanks for helping us, when it's the exact same thing in Bleach with a ghost, so, but, yeah.
I've described it as, whatever. Like, Bleach with nicer art, basically.
Hmm. How far have you gotten in it?
I've finished the first two volumes. I have the third, but I'm waiting. I don't want to read it until I have, because it's only five volumes long. I want to wait until I have 3, 4, 5, and then just read it all in like one go.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
It's not over, is it?
Oh, it got canceled.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I'm kind of curious rough. How it ends, like, because obviously it was a monthly series, so if it were getting canceled, they probably really? Had yeah. more time to plan for it than a weekly series. Mm-hmm. So maybe it has a better ending than most weekly series that get canceled, but yeah.
But damn, five volumes, that's...
Well, like I said, it was a monthly series, so that ran for over a year, but...
Was Astro Lost in Space, was that cancelled as well? Because I know that's five volumes.
I don't think so, just because that's actually getting an anime this summer. Meaning that it was probably...
Is that the kid with the green hair that, like, I saw in...
That's My Hero Academia.
No, I think he's talking about Tokyo Shinobi Squad.
I think that was it. I just saw something on my subscription feed from you. It was, like, coming soon or something.
Oh, yeah, that's from Tokyo Shinobi Squad. We'll get to that, but, but no, Astro Lost in Space, I'm pretty sure that was just a short series in general. I've heard it's really good, and like I said, I'm probably going to check out the anime when that comes out soon.
Mm-hmm.
Summer is going to be so good for anime, man. Holy shit.
It seems like a really good season, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting Astro Lost in Space. I don't know if that's good or not, but people have said good things. And we're getting Vinland Saga, Fire Force, and Dr. Stone. Man. And they're all going to be...
I'm excited.
Like, I know Dr. Stone and Vinland Saga are two cores, and Fire Force is going to be four cores, so that's going to be 50.
Four?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be, like, all at once, but, like, a full year of episodes, but we're definitely getting 50-ish episodes.
See, I, like, that makes me hesitant, like, because I'm the type of person where, like, I tried keeping up with episodes weekly, and I would just get really bored of series. So, like, for example, with Attack on Titan, I haven't seen an episode of... Part 2
what?
Of season 3. Because I want to wait until it's all gone. And I'm seeing so many, like, spoilers on Instagram and shit. And I'm just like, no.
You haven't read the manga, have you?
I haven't, no.
Oh my god, dude.
I know, there's some good shit that I'm missing, but, like, I don't want to get bored of it, because that's usually what happens. I get bored of waiting, and I just forget about it.
It's kind of, I feel like it's impossible to get bored of this season. Jesus.
I mean, yeah, but, like, it's, like, either or. It's either you're too, like, excited for the next episode, or you just get bored of it.
Yeah, I see what you mean, how, like, you watch it every week, it can get a bit boring, and if it doesn't go on break at all, because usually the breaks are, like, time where they can re-hype it up again, right? Because if it's just every single week a new episode. Like, I never see anyone talking about the new episodes of One Piece or Black Clover or whatever, because there's just always one. It's like...
like, it's the same thing with manga, though. Like, I can't keep up with manga weekly, because it's like, it just... you can't really take in the full, like, the big picture of the story week after week, because you kind of, like, it gets hard to remember things after a while. Oh, yeah. Even, rather than just reading through it in one go.
Even when I read stuff weekly, I sometimes, like, if it were to end, I'd have to reread it all.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But anyway, Elsie, back to your new series. You said you started Black Clover and Promised Neverland. How are those going?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I'm enjoying them both. Promised Neverland more, as it is.
Obviously,
very clearly, more quality series. The thing is with Promised Neverland, you read a chapter, and almost always, it will just give you just that little bit more that you just want to know. I was reading. I've read the first two volumes of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like I just want to know what happens, like once they get, like when they get out.
Yeah, it's. And, like, and once you get past that first arc, like, it just doesn't stop. Like, it's so, so good.
Well, there was a little dip in between.
I think that really only happened if you were reading it weekly.
That's true. I was reading it weekly at the time. Yeah,
because when the second arc started, I kind of fell off of it for a while. But once I reread it all in the volumes, I was like, psh, this is great. I don't even know what else. Yeah. But that's a problem a lot of weekly series have. I don't think Neverland has been like that since I caught up, and now in its final arc, it's been pretty good reading week to week. But something like My Hero, it's kind of a pain to read weekly sometimes, because...
I might just wait for, like, a full arc to come out, and then just read that.
Of My Hero,
And then just take a little break. Honestly, for any series, because it's a way to sort of, stay interested.
It's good with My Hero, because the arcs are usually so short. Right?
So you don't have to
wait long for one to complete. But reading week to week, it's like... especially because, like, Horikoshi is dying and all the chapters are short, so...
yeah, that's a big rip.
Yeah. Elsie, I know you like My Hero. Are you caught up with the chapters, or...?
Yeah, so when I dropped... Not with the Japanese release. When I dropped off of manga, the only manga that I actually kept up with was the English releases of My Hero.
Okay.
Because it's just so good.
So you're on volume 19 now?
18. No, volume 19 isn't out here yet.
Ah.
It comes out at the end of the month here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you finished off the internship arc, I guess, with 18.
Yes, yeah. Oh, dude, it's fucking crazy.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I don't want to talk spoilers, but like...
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, awesome. And
it'll be cool to see that animated at the end of the year, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, I just want to say, Overhaul, I think, is probably my favorite villain in the whole series. Like, I probably prefer him to, like, Shigaraki and anyone else.
For me, if you're caught up with the manga, it might be a bit different. No spoilers, but... Mm-hmm. but yeah, it definitely has really good villains.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, so what did you think of Black Clover then?
I wasn't sure on it after the first volume. The fact that I'm enjoying it as much as I am does have a lot to do with the fact that I took a step back from manga for a while.
Fair enough, yeah.
Because now coming back to it, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm ready for some of this shonen action. Give me some of that. And That's exactly what it is. That's all it is. It's a shonen battle manga.
Yeah.
But if that's what you're looking for, then, that's good. I like the world that's built around it. So,
yeah.
And the supporting cast. So yeah, I'm enjoying it. Again, two volumes of that. I don't know why it's two volumes of everything, but two volumes into that, and I'm enjoying it so far. So
yeah, I've only read two volumes of Black Clover, and I really hated it. I mean,
now okay, I watched like the first episode of the anime. I never read the manga.
Oh Christ!
So I may need to give it a chance, because all I heard was just Asta screaming from the top of his lungs, and it was the most annoying.
The anime is so slow, like, and Asta is so annoying in the anime. He just screams constantly.
Yeah, I'm sure I would like him better if I just watched, or if I read the manga. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have, like...
The anime is just no.
You have, like, Periot, the studio animating Black Clover. It's, like, the same thing they did with Naruto and Bleach, where it's, like, let's take it and just stretch it out as much as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm on here now, there's 88 episodes out. Like, and yeah, and I think they've only adapted, like, I don't know, like, 10 or 12 volumes, like...
I was watching the anime to compare it to the manga. The first two episodes is the first chapter.
That's
and
insane.
Then the third episode is filler. They're three episodes in and they're already doing filler. It's insane. It's so dumb.
Oh god, I hate it.
Hang on, for what show is this?
Black Clover.
Black Clover.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
Yeah. Like, the way these shows work, because, like, one episode takes a couple months to make, the way they have it all scheduled and stuff, they have it so, like, every, like, 15 episodes, there's, like, one that's, like, just really good and has super high-quality animation, and whenever one of those episodes come out, people are like, oh my god, Black Clover is the best anime ever! It happens with, like, Boruto 2 and shit. And it's just
that.
Like,
I hate that.
Okay, you get one cool episode, but then there's, like, 10 terrible ones in between. What's the point?
I call it, like, the Yuri on Ice effect. It's, like, you use all your budget in, like, the first three episodes, and then just the rest of the series is just shit.
I will say, though, all of the Black Clover openings are awesome. Those are all bangers.
Oh,
I've heard that, though. I've heard they are pretty good.
Yeah, I love the first one. I'm, like, four episodes into the anime, just because I like to see how it compares.
Yeah,
I have an anime soundtrack playlist, and I've added the song to that because I like it. So.
Weeb.
Yeah, one thing I like to do is, because I watch shows in my office, and I'm like right next to all the manga that I'm usually watching as anime. I usually take the volume and I just like flip through it with the episode to see what they change and stuff. And
that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool sometimes. Usually, like. I'm more so surprised with just how faithful some shows stay. Like, Attack on Titan is, like, incredible how close it is to the manga. I'm like, Jesus.
That's great. That's quite funny, because back when, you know, do you remember the hype of season one of Attack on Titan, where all the normies were like, oh my god, anime is so cool. I kept hearing a bunch of things about how the mangaka was saying that he wanted the anime to go on a different path to the manga.
Oh,
like,
well,
he wanted it to have a different ending than that.
How much really? do you read or watch Attack on Titan at all?
I know what happens up to the basement.
Okay, so basically what happened is that the first scenes in the anime, like there are a few, like, changes here or there. Like, for example, the first season of the anime, it shows the training stuff before the fight, because how it works in the manga is that it starts, then it skips all the way to when they, like, have the first invasion and Eren gets eaten and turns into a titan, and then it shows the training stuff as a flashback, but... Uh-huh. In the anime, they did the training stuff first. It's just, like, little things like that, but particularly in season 3...
I honestly like that better, though.
Which part? The anime, or...?
The not flashback, like, where it goes training and then it goes into the fight, because, like, you're not...
Cause,
like, it's gonna be a little bit more confusing if you put, like, a very long, flashback, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because if you tell it in chronological, we also get to know the characters better, right?
Yeah.
Like, in the manga, it just skips ahead, and we see all these people dying, and we don't know who they are. But,
I think I remember that.
And they added, like, a few scenes that aren't really filler, but they're more just, like, building up. Like, there's a scene where they're, like, this really depressing scene where they're, like, riding away from Titans, and they have the bodies of all their friends, and it's weighing them down, so they have to drop all the bodies down. Like, that's a pretty iconic scene in the anime, but that was original, wasn't it? But the big thing was that in the first part of season 3, this was the part in the manga that was a little weird because it kind of got a bit slow. Like, it wasn't bad, like, it was all really interesting, but, like, I can understand. Well, they basically, all the stuff was still in there, but they rearranged it in a way that made it, like, a lot more compelling. So, and for that reason, they made the first part of season 3, like, significantly better. Like, really, really good. But now in season 3, part 2, everything was pretty much exactly the same, which was fine because it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's a win-win situation, to be honest, because, I mean, the anime, I think, has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, throughout. Like, so, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Attack on Titan. I feel like season 2
was a bit slower than right. the rest of it has been. Just because... Yeah.
But overall, I think as a series, like, it's just been solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now, everything's different now. No spoilers, but yikes.
Mm-hmm. It literally changes the whole series.
Yeah, the...
I'm fucking excited. I think there's 11 episodes, right? Right?
No, there's only 10 in this season 3 part 2. And there's two more really? Left. Really? Yeah, it started later, so we're on episode 8 just came out. There's two more. But the big news now is that Studio Wit will no longer be producing Attack on Titan.
No, are you serious?
I am serious. Now, season 4 is still confirmed. We're still going to get one, but it's not going to be done by Studio Wit. So,
do you know why? Man,
I like Studio Wit. Like, the I reason had problem
I
with
think
their
why is because, like, we've been hearing a lot of things that, like, the production, while it ended up being really good, was, like, a hot mess, and people were, like, mm-hmm. working yeah. themselves to death. Because
well, that's why it took so long for season 2 to come out, isn't it?
Well, I think part of that, and just, like, constant production problems and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think, and now that they have Vinland Saga, it's like,
they're kind of like, gonna be flopping left and right. Anymore.
So here's hoping that when season 4 finds a new home, it's a competent studio and not some JC staff bullshit. So Brandon, is there anything else you've been reading?
I actually started to pick up, as a bit of an oldie, I started to pick up Shaman King again.
Oh.
And I've been reading through that. Right now I'm in, like, the final 4 volumes. And, like, it's a solid series. I really enjoy it, but I think that it kind of drags the tournament out arc so much. I
Isn't
mean,
the
like,
whole thing
the
a tournament?
Whole, pretty much the whole thing is the tournament arc. And so, like, you can't really call it an arc, because that's just the whole story. Right. So I kind of wish that it would move along a bit, you know, better. But I think that, like, if you take out the filler in it, I think that, like, the main chunk of the story is just fantastic.
I mean, it is how Old Shaman got his name.
That's true. That's true.
Now, do you know anything about the ending? Because
I have not gotten to the ending, but I do know that, like, he ended it abruptly or something like that. Like, they wanted him to end it or I don't know.
Yeah, from what I've heard, it just, like, ends with no, like, resolution or anything. It's like
I praise it now, but I feel like you're gonna find a very pissed off Neptune in like a few days after I've read the ending, and it's just non-conclusive. Because I hate that in shows. That's like it's almost a dread, you know, when you get to the end and you're like, oh god, if this isn't good, you know, you're gonna hate the series.
Although
so it's
I
just,
almost kind of prefer that to a series having like a shit ending, like. I'd be upset if a series just randomly ended, but if I could have that instead of, like, Bleach's ending or something, I'd...
Well, honestly, as long as it's a good ending, like, if it's abrupt, okay, but if they make it good, then, you know,
I'd
there's no problem.
I'd rather have some closure than just have no ending. Just, if it just stops, I'd rather at least have a shit ending where I know, okay, there's an actual point where this stops. I don't want to be left hanging forever. That's awful.
Oh, yeah.
Just in limbo constantly.
Have you guys heard how Food Wars got canceled? That was a big thing.
I didn't hear how it got canceled. Oh, well. I heard it got canceled.
Well, it was basically the sales were garbage, and I've read like 16 volumes or something, and so like half of what's out, and it was decent. I enjoyed it a bit, but people have been saying like that the final arc has been like very awful. I'm like, oh, kind of curious now, but I don't know if I want to make that commitment.
That's depressing, because I've seen, I believe I've seen all of the anime, actually, like, all three seasons.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. I mean, like, I don't have any complaints. It's certainly not as memorable as, like, say, the first season. Because, like, you know, it. I think the reason that Food Wars took off was because of the foodgasms and just how funny and just out of the blue. Like, no one's ever done it before. You know, we've never seen it. So it was just a very unique and interesting thing, and that's kind of how it took off. But now it's just kind of like... You don't forget the titties. You don't forget the fan service. But, like, it's kind of just, like, faded into obscurity. Yeah. Like, it's not... It just, it's not memorable for me.
The final chapter, this isn't really a spoiler, but, like, the... Usually when a series is getting canceled, like, they announce, like, hey, we got three chapters left. They'll... Even if it's rushed, they'll try to clue it up, right? But this ending, this literally ended the way, like,
That's the only thing I saw was the last page of it, and I was like, what? That's not an ending.
It basically ends right before the thing everyone wanted to see. It's like if Naruto ended with Naruto being like, hey Sasuke, let's fight, and that was the end. Like,
oh damn.
I'm like, that is all. Now it is getting a it is getting an epilogue chapter in one of Jump's other magazines, so they'll probably at least do that. But yeah, surprisingly though, it is getting a fourth season, the final season, this October.
Yeah, I heard that. Which I heard that
is very surprising. And it's even funnier now that Bleach never came back, because this series arguably tanked worse than Bleach at the end, and it's still getting a anime conclusion.
I mean, technically, Food Wars has had four seasons, because it had three seasons, and then it had a whole arc that had its own television, the Totsuki train arc.
Hmm.
So technically, it's gonna go on its fifth season. Like, that's pretty good.
Anyway, but yeah, speaking of that, so JC staff, who makes Food Wars, they have quite the reputation now, because of course they are doing the second season of One Punch Man, and I don't know if you guys have been watching it, but it's kind of a train wreck.
I have not been watching it, but I see the cover art, and I am kind of disappointed, because I had a good opinion of JC staff. But when you try and take something that, like, I mean, the One Punch Man anime is so iconic. When you try and take that and you try and change it to match your style,
but like it's such, it's such a bad fit for them, because, like, not only do they not make these types of shows, so they aren't experienced in it, but, like, they also gave them, like, no time to make it. They were like, hey, we need to get this out now. Make One Punch Man. And they're like, wait, hold on.
Hang on a minute.
So
I think a big part of why season two is so bad is that Madhouse is one of, if not the best, anime studios, and the fact that they did season one, and then anyone's going to pale in comparison in season two.
Well, the thing with season one, it's not only just because it was Madhouse, and by the way, I have heard that Madhouse has gone downhill recently, even though I don't think I've seen any of the recent shows. But the thing with One Punch Man season one was that, like I said, not only was it the studio, but they called in so many favors from, like, industry veterans that who just happened, like, everyone was in the right place at the right time for them to make that amazing season happen. So, like, I don't think, even if the same people worked on it, I don't think it would ever be as good as season one, but I mean, still, what we got it's so bad. Like, it also, I didn't know this, like, the sound design is awful. Like, there's this whipping sound and, like, all these garbage sounds that stand out, stick out like a sore thumb. And I found out afterwards that the sound designer for this season was the sound designer for Berserk 2016. So.
Oh my god.
That's exactly why, then. That explains it.
That's hilarious. I am
a huge Berserk fan, as I'm sure you know. I'm sure you can tell from my name.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't finish Berserk 2016. I got halfway through and I was like, I'm done. Just the clang of the sword.
I'm a Golden Age arc fan. I'm not a Berserk fan. Like, I like the Golden Age arc, but I don't really care for it afterwards. Because, like, it's kind of just this really edgy, like, hack and slash.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like, it's pretty much the same. I do appreciate the art, though. The art
I still
is
think
cool.
It deserves a a good adaptation, because it's like, what the hell? What?
See, the thing is, I don't know if there's any studio that would be willing to pick it up, because it's, like, so violent. I mean, like, in Japan, just violence is really, like mainstreamed. So, something like Berserk is, like, really
even
gruesome.
Even, like, tame series get censored. Like, My Hero Academia, they censor the shit out of like...
Yeah, I know.
Wait, how do they censor My Hero?
It's, like, it's not, like, distractingly bad, because it's not, like, My Hero super gory, but, like... Mm-hmm. I know there's a scene in season 3 when he fights the muscle guy and like he's all bloody and stuff. Mm-hmm. They like have his whole body like covered in a shadow so you can't see his wounds.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I was a bit like disappointed because that was a badass scene.
Yeah.
With
I mean they still Midoriya, did. I mean the animation there was incredible, but
oh yeah, absolutely.
But I
was kind of looking forward to that. That was one thing I was like I wanted to see this animated, yeah. But you know. Can't win them all.
I think Attack on Titan does censorship right, because it's like they don't show all the gory stuff, but it's like when someone's getting their head eaten by a titan and it just like it cuts to the characters and you hear the crunch, it's like that's fine. Like you don't need to see their head getting bitten in half, but yeah.
Well, here's a new topic I wanted to talk about. So this Kimetsu no Yaiba, the I forget what the English title is.
Demon Slayer,
yeah.
Weep.
So, I have a qualm about watching the anime because
the story is terrible? What?
Well, I don't know anything about the story, okay? But here's the thing. All I hear about it is just everyone, like, who's, like, obsessed with this guy's little sister because she has, like, what, bamboo in her teeth or some shit like that, right? So, like...
She's a demon.
It's kind of... Yeah, I know she's a demon, but, like, I guess she does that to hide her fangs or something like that.
Yeah.
But... Like, just the fact that everyone's, like, obsessing over it kind of makes me not want to watch it, but it's by Ufotable, the people who did Fate Stay Night, and that, like, if you know me, you know I love good animation, and Fate Stay Night has fucking amazing animation.
Here's what I have to say. I don't like the story. I think it's, like, the most generic, boring whatever. Like, it's not bad, but it's just, like, every time there's a scene where characters are just talking, I fall asleep, right? And I'm a few episodes behind. I've seen 8 episodes. I don't even know if I'm going to catch up. I might. But I will say that the production value is absolutely amazing.
Oh, now I want to watch it.
Yeah. if you can put up with a generic shonen story, it's pretty good. Now, it's not, like I said, it's not all bad. When they introduce the main villain, and he seems pretty cool, and... Yeah, but then there's also some dumb stuff. Like, basically, if you don't know the plot, his family gets killed and his sister gets turned into a demon.
Yeah.
And he's trying to, find a way to fix her.
The first
It's not really a spoiler because it happens immediately.
Yeah.
But,
I saw the first clip on Instagram or something, and I was like,
but
oh,
then
okay.
He spends, like, all this time training. He has to take, like, a hunter exam. And all this time, he spends, like, 2 years training, and his sister is asleep for 2 years because. Apparently, because demons, they eat humans to survive, but apparently, for some reason, she can just sleep to build her energy, and she doesn't have to eat humans, so that's okay.
Nice.
And then, then at one point he goes, like, once he becomes a demon slayer, his first assignment, he goes to this town where these demons are kidnapping and eating people, and he's fighting the demon, and right when it's about to lose, his sister comes out, because he carries her around in a barrel, or a basket.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, she pops out, and she starts beating up the demons, and I'm like, well, hold on, why is she beating up the demons? And then it cuts to a flashback, it shows his trainer there, it's like, in the 2 years she was sleeping, I was using hypnotic suggestion on her to make her... hurt the demons, and it just shows him like she's sleeping and he's like whispering to her and he's like, kill all the demons, kill all the demons. So then she goes and beats them up. So yeah, I don't like the story, but like I'm glad I watched it for the animation, because it's
yeah,
so
I know I've been like itching to watch something from Ufotable, and I think like,
yeah,
oh man, I'd be willing to put up with mediocre story, honestly, just to
also,
see some
they introduced
animation.
A character who's literally Bakugo, like, he was in the hunter exam, I'm just calling it the hunter exam, with him, and he's like, he's basically, he's Bakugo's personality. I'm like, Jesus, this guy is literally the same, and I find out that it's the same voice actor, too.
Oh my god.
The They literally got the exact same guy. He sounds the exact same. I'm like, oh, well, there you go. I know a lot of people are probably going to hate this part of the podcast because I know a lot of people like it, but, you know, that's fine if you like it.
Well, I was going to... I was interested in reading the manga, but I saw the artwork, and I find the artwork so ugly, so I'm just going to watch the
anime. Yeah, I saw the artwork. It wasn't exactly appealing.
Yeah, I don't mind it, but yeah, it's one of those cases like Attack on Titan where the art in the anime is, like, significantly better in every way. So, yeah. Anyway, so I guess I should get around to what I've been reading. What have I been... Yeah, so during my hiatus, I read through most of One Punch Man. I'd read a lot of it before, but once the anime started, I'm like, oh, this is garbage. I need to see how it compares to the manga. So I read all of what Season 2 was going to adapt, which I think is up to Volume 16. And it's really, really good. Like the art in One Punch Man is unbelievable. Like... Yusuke Mara, have you guys read One Punch Man at all?
Yeah, I've read up to volume 14. Almost read everything that the manga has or the anime has adapted.
It's phenomenal. I have to say, like, the story, I think it drags a bit because while all the action is good, it's like you always know it's just going to end with Saitama coming in and punching someone.
That's true, yeah. That's one
thing
like, I was a
bit... For those who don't know, in this arc, basically, they make up an excuse for Saitama to be away. He's in some tournament, right? While there's monsters attacking the city. So we see a bunch of fights with the heroes against the monsters. And it's kind of just like, this is really cool, but, you know, where's Saitama at? And, you know, whenever Saitama's there, it's funny and it's great, but, you know. But once the arc comes to a close, it really picks up. It gets super, super good. And I still really love the series. And the anime is garbage. But the thing is, like, that it kind of makes the anime even worse because, like, the only saving grace about the anime is that the source material is good. So whenever there's, like, jokes and story stuff, it's decent. but like I said, when Saitama's away and we're just seeing all these heroes fight monsters, it looks so bad. It's really hard to get into. The pacing is also awful. They, like, adapted... They'll, like, cover an entire volume in one episode. It's, like, the opposite of Black Clover. It's, like, too fast-paced. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
But the thing is, the first season was kind of like that as well, wasn't it? Like, the first volume is, like, episode.
Wasn't it, like, the first seven volumes they adapted?
Yeah, but the thing is with Season 2 is that there's a lot more, like, dialogue and stuff. Like, there's one episode... Like if it's a volume is all action, then yeah, they can do it pretty quickly. But there's one episode recently where they adapted the whole volume, and it was mostly people talking, and they were just like jumping around like it was. Yeah, there was like no pauses at all, which like nah. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, volume 16, I think there is a 150-page chapter. I'm not kidding.
Jesus.
Because I read this, I don't have volume 16 yet. I read this on the website, and it is, it was released officially as 150 pages, and it was probably one of the most stunning things I've ever read. Like, it was unbelievable, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be the last episode of this season, and I am terrified.
They're gonna fit that 150-page chapter into one episode.
Yeah, and it is going to look terrible.
Oh, no.
What else have I been reading? I just started reading Mob Psycho, also by the same guy. I've seen the whole anime for that. It's amazing.
You know, don't kill me, but I've been so behind on my anime and everything, I have not finished Season 2.
Oh, you're awful.
I know, I'm missing out, bro. I literally have it on my watch list, and I finished two episodes. I refuse to take it off of my watch list, because I want to finish it.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's going to take
a bit. Then watch the live-action Netflix show.
Is that live? Oh, yeah, I forgot that came out.
LC, have you read or watched Mob Psycho?
I watched the first season. I need to watch the second season, but I'm waiting to watch it with my girlfriend. And we're currently watching through a bunch of stuff that I've already seen. That she hasn't, so
yeah. Oh man, I love Mob Psycho because it's like it has all the humor of One Punch Man and the amazing animation, but there's like so much more to the story. It's just awesome.
I loved the first season, so...
Yeah.
The first season for me wasn't super, like... It was very, like, short story... esque, like it was, yeah, like the episode, yeah, seemed to have very like short stories, so I'm excited to see how season like two episodic comes up.
Yeah, it definitely has a more like bigger overarching narrative, but yeah, but like the animation is unbelievable, like it's so good, it makes One Punch Man look so much worse in comparison, just like coming right out after Mob Psycho. But yeah, so I'm reading the manga. Obviously the art is kind of whack, like,
oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure One just doesn't give a shit, like, well, like One Punch Man was a bit different because like that was a web comic that was getting remade, but this one it's just his original art being put in the volume, and it's hard to just like say it's bad because I'm pretty sure it's self-aware. but I do kind of like, I do think it has a bit of charm with just how crude it looks, but like with,
I find it funny, like the things with the best story have the worst art, like Attack on Titan, you got Mob Psycho, like, come on, man, like, yeah, we can't have both, you know, we can't have the cake and eat it too.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I'm loving Mob Psycho. I only just started the manga, though. I'm planning on doing that whole thing, because that's going to be my next full series review, spoilers.
Ooh. Ooh, you heard it here first, I've also folks.
I've also been slowly reading Fruits Basket, which is a lovely series.
Oh yeah, I might start watching the new anime because it's not a sequel. It's a
full remake.
Yeah, it's like a full remake. So
it's like Brotherhood or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think I might just go ahead and watch that.
LCU, Fruits Basket fanboy.
No, I don't even know what it's about. I know it's a romance. I just kind of like I saw it on because I have Funimation now. I saw it and I was like, right. I just shoved it onto my girlfriend basically. I was like, yeah, you should watch this. No thanks.
I wouldn't really call it a romance yet. I mean, like, I'm 12 episodes into the anime and I've been reading the manga along with it. Which, by the way, like, those are probably the cheapest Yen Press volumes you can get, the Fruits Basket 2-in-1s. Yeah, but it's actually, like, it's actually affordable.
Is it?
For a 2-in-1. Huh. And the quality is pretty good, maybe. So I'm like, wow, all right. I think there's 13 of them.
Yen Press are the Mr. Krabs of the manga printing.
Oh, Yen Press. So is it? It's 2-in-1s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, basically the story. It's about this girl whose mom died, and she doesn't have a place to live. Well, no, yeah, she lives with her grandparents, but the house is getting renovated. And because she's so selfless and, like the whole thing with her is that she never wants to bother people. So she, like, tells her grandparents she's going to live with her friend. But because she doesn't want to impose, she sets up a tent in the woods and lives there. And while
dude,
she's there,
I relate.
Work in school. Anyway, but then she comes across this, like, big house there. And one of her classmates, it's his house, and he lives there with his cousins or whatever. And then she accidentally, like, bumps into them, and then they all turn into animals. And so that's the thing. There's this, secret family, and whenever they come into contact with someone of the opposite sex, they turn into there's one for each of the animals of the zodiac. So, That's pretty much the story. But it's great. I really like it. Like, it's funny, and it's pretty sad sometimes, but yeah, it's a good time.
I'm down for a wholesome anime.
This anime, it's going to be 63 episodes. So.
I'm not going to be able to start it, like, anytime soon, because then...
But the thing I don't think it's going to be all at once. I'm pretty sure they're splitting it into different seasons, because they're calling this one season one. When it's over, it will be 63. Yeah. As for other manga, nothing else I've really been reading in the long run. I've been reading the Game of Thrones, the novel, because the show... don't know. you guys watch Game of Thrones at all?
No.
Nope.
No.
I'm 1% of the population seasons. That's never seen it.
Yeah, well, basically the final season was a disaster, so I'm like,
I heard.
I was told what happened, so I know that it's, yeah, very underwhelming.
Yeah. They really shit the bed with it. So I was like, you know what, I'll just read the novels. Because I'm sure those won't end horribly if they ever end. So I've been reading that.
Are you excited for the George R. R. Martin From Software game?
Well, I'm excited for the idea of it, but I've never really gotten into a From Software game, so I don't know, we'll see. I've been meaning to play Bloodborne forever, but I haven't found the time to get really invested in it.
Bloodborne is the bane of my life. I do not like that game.
I played a bit, but I got too stressed out playing it. I'm like, if you die, you lose your money, and then I gotta go back and find my money before I die again, but yeah. So I'm like, I can't play this now. I just don't have time to get super into this. But
yeah.
But yeah, no. But it is cool that he's working on the game, and hopefully it doesn't take away too much time from writing the books. Because
I think he's given up at this point.
Yeah. Well, The Winds of Winter is supposed to come out next year. Like, I don't think he would have. Yeah, we'll see. But I don't think he would have said next summer if he didn't. Because like, he's known to like not give like deadlines and stuff, so I hope he meant it. But then, the problem, I'm worried because he's like in his 70s and he's fat. Like, just I hope
he has health issues, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so hopefully he can get those out. But anyway, as for the other manga, like, I recently, my most recent video was I talked about a bunch of the new Shonen Jump series. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with any, like, the brand new stuff, like Samurai 8, that garbage. And
I'm not, but I honestly want to start reading like the first three chapters and just give a review on it, because I feel like that'd be a good idea. Just read the first three chapters and just spout.
Yeah, LC, you read Samurai 8, the best new series?
No, I know of like all of them. I have them downloaded, like the first three chapters, as Neptune said, downloaded onto my iPad.
Right.
I have yet to read them, though, you know, like all of those series, like Samurai 8 and Tokyo Shinobi Squad and all that.
Like, out of all these new series, like, I don't think I like a single one of them. Like, Samurai 8 is so, like, it's, I don't even know, like, it's like they got like a committee to make a shonen manga and just put a bunch of ideas in it. Like, it was so generic that like a few weeks before it came out, I made a tweet where I was joking about what the first episode or the first chapter would be like, and it's like, oh man, I want to be a samurai, I want to be the best samurai, but I'm crippled, but I still want to be a samurai. And then I said, oh, a samurai comes in and he's like, nah, you don't have what it takes to be a samurai. But then he does some like brave selfless thing. And then the samurai's like, you know what? You do have what it takes to be a samurai. And that's literally what happened.
Oh my
in
the, God.
In chapter one. I'm like, oh, this is beautiful.
I'm sorry, but if your first chapter can be predicted in a tweet, you need to make a few, just a few little bitty changes, you know?
Yeah. And just like, the art is super messy. This isn't Kishimoto doing the art. It's actually Atsushi Okubo's brother. Sushi Okubo's brother didn't really go to him for art tips.
What's it Sushi Okubo done?
Fire Force. Yeah.
Oh, cool, okay. Yeah,
I really love his art. It's very, very stylish.
God, I really want to get Soul Eater, but man, is it expensive. That's just,
Oh, you didn't hear? You have not heard?
Heard about what, sir?
It's getting a 2-in-1 edition.
By Yen Press?
No, by Square Enix.
The hell is Square Enix?
Oh, yes, I heard they had their
Square
own
Enix
publishing
company. Yeah, you see, well, in Japan, Square Enix publishes manga, and now they're moving their stuff. They're going to start publishing manga in English. Huh. So they're actually going to be taking back a lot of their series from Yen Press. So this fall, I think it's already, I think it just came out in Japan, and this fall they're going to start releasing Soul Eater 2-in-1s, I believe. And they look really cool. They're like nice and black, and
I thought Square Enix was a game company.
Well, they are, but they also, in Japan, like, they've been publishing manga. Like, they own the magazine that like Soul Eater and Fullmetal Alchemist and those series they ran in.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. If the quality is good, I think I might just sell all my Soul Eater and get those, because
I would
do it. I'm looking forward to it. The thing is, like, I haven't done that with Full Metal Alchemist, because I don't really like how the hardcovers feel. Like, I don't like the pages, really.
They look super nice.
Oh, yeah, they look beautiful. But I feel like if I were to reread it, I'd still prefer the single volumes, which is why I haven't swapped those out. But I think...
They're like 1.5 volumes, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So, it must be so strange for pacing. Because, you know, yeah. Manga's specifically written...
To
be paced in a tankobon.
Yeah, and like, yeah, and to make sure that, like, oh, this chapter is the end of a volume, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, I mean, it is, like, a collector's edition thing, so I guess most people don't really care about that.
But... One day when I actually have money, I'm gonna get the Berserk Deluxe Editions. Oh, yeah. They're so damn expensive.
Yeah, I haven't been able to... Nice. I usually like to go to a store and just check out the quality of a volume, but because Berserk is sealed, I haven't been able to... to do that, so, but yeah, those look really nice. I hear they're pretty good, and they'll probably take 20 years to all release.
Damn.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if you guys know, like, Dark Horse is, I've mentioned this a bunch of times, but Dark Horse, they're doing Mob Psycho, and they have one coming out, like, every 6 months. It's...
Oh, jeez.
The whole series is 16 volumes, and it's completed. Like, it ended before Dark Horse got it.
It's completed?
And, yeah, we're on... Volume, I think volume 3 comes out in July, and then it will have been like a full year, and we were only on volume 3.
That's
I think
just...
I did the math, it's gonna be like 7 years or something before.
That's tragic. Oh, that's ridiculous. Honestly just...
Which is so weird, because, like, you know, if someone like Viz got Mob Psycho, they'd be like, have it all out by now.
Pretty much.
Whenever a series is super hyped and popular, most of the companies, they want to get it out as quick as possible. But, at Dark Horse, they're like, no, we'll just wait, and then it'll be unpopular and fall out of print, and then we'll cancel it. So,
why does it take 6 months for them to, like, publish it? That's my question. Like, does it really need to take 6 months?
Yeah, I have no idea what they're thinking. Like, I don't even think they're... Are they done I Am a Hero yet?
I know they've released some omnibuses. I don't know how many... Look it up.
I gotta look this up, because I think there's only supposed to be like 10 or something, but they have, like, been so slow coming out, I think. I Am a Hero.
Research.
Okay, yeah, jeez. So the final one finally comes out this July, and the first one came out April 2016.
Damn.
There's only 10 of them, and it took over 3 years.
Whale, then. Man. Yeah, no, I remember Harold talking about this, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
But I remember when
this was one of Harold's
popular.
Favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Harold was in it, wasn't he? I mean, the main character looked a lot like him. So.
I thought that was a character from Stephen King's The Stand that he named himself after.
No, I just thought that the main character actually looked like him.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. No, I think the... person, like, actually named Harold Lauder is a character from a Stephen King
book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Harold. RIP. Yeah. As for the other stuff I've been reading, I've just been keeping up with stuff. We Never Learn. Best series of all time.
Aw, dude, I need to catch up with that, but God.
You gotta catch up to it, because, man, they went a very dark turn.
Why? Who hurt Best, like, Girl, bro?
I was shocked. I'm like, oh, they're actually going here.
I'm quaking right now.
Elsie, who do you think is the best girl in We Never Learn?
You don't say Reezy, you're wrong.
It's the one that Neptune says.
Reezy, there you go.
Oh,
good lad.
That's that wrong. One. That is wrong.
Reezy. I've never heard of We Never Learn before.
What? You've never heard of it?
Never heard of it.
What?
Hang on.
Never even heard of it.
Oh, it's about this guy who has to tutor a bunch of girls, and they all fall in love with him.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh,
see, the kicker,
nice.
The kicker, right? Here's what gets you to read, right? So they both want to go into fields that they're not good at.
That they suck at.
Right. And it just so happens that they're... basically good at the subjects that the other person wants to major in, so it's like complete opposite of what they should be doing.
And you have Nariyuki, our main character, who he's good at everything. And they're like, hey, if you want a good college recommendation, tutor these girls so they pass. And then, like I said, they all fall in love with him. It's great.
Is that the one where in the couples poll, like,
50%
was from the series?
The anime is going on right now, which is also really great. And there's Anime Trends, which is a Twitter account and, like, a website that you can go there and vote on stuff every week, like Best Anime of the Week, Best Boy of the Week. One of them is Best Couple of the Week. And there's 10 spots, right? Literally, for this week, five, like half of the spots, were all We Never Learn shippings. And it's all Nariyuki with one of the girls.
Hang on, what is this called?
It's Anime Trends. Yeah, I might have retweeted it. I'm not entirely sure.
Z. Okay.
Yeah, Anime Trends with a Z.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
Because they're cool.
It's actually hilarious, yeah.
Yeah, no, number two is Nariyuki and Mafuyu. Number five is Nariyuki and Uruka. Number seven is Nariyuki and Fumino. Number eight is Nariyuki and Asumi.
I think you're reading the wrong one, because there's all, because the most recent one also has Rizu in there.
Yeah, no, Rizu isn't there. Her name is Fumino. Oh, or no, that's not it.
No, Fumino is the best girl.
Yeah. Oh, no, Rizu's number 10. What the fuck? Wait a goddamn minute. Yeah. That's not okay.
It's a fun series. I mean, it's kind of trash because it's like all sleazy shit, but it's fun. I enjoy it. And I'm not sure how long it'll go for because they are getting pretty close to the end of their high school. But yeah. As for everything else, I mean, it's the usual stuff. Dr. Stone has been really good. Promised Neverland, yeah. Chainsaw Man. Have you guys read Chainsaw Man?
Yeah, I read a couple of chapters.
Another one that I have downloaded.
Chainsaw Man is
phenomenal. It's like, pretty cool. Like, of what I've read, the story's not super meaty, but goddamn is the art really, really cool.
How much have you read of it?
12 chapters.
Oh, you should just catch it. It's a really quick read. I would just...
Oh, yeah. No, I blew through those chapters.
It's just so amazing. It just, like, indulges itself in how batshit insane it is.
It really is.
Like,
I mean, the main character, like, I mean, you gotta love him. He has no purpose in life other than he just wants to touch Miss Lady Sergeant's boobs, and that's
yeah,
all
yeah,
he
like,
lives
they're
for.
Always, they're always promising him sexual favors for his work, right? So at the end of every mission, he gets to, like, squeeze a tit or something. And then, but then there's, like, at the end of a big mission, they're, like, all at this restaurant, and they're all celebrating and stuff. And he's getting all his kisses and whatever. And then they find out that he's 16, and they're like, wait, what? You're underage.
Well, man.
So, yeah, it's super good. And, like I said, like, the action is... insane, like it's so well done. The action choreography is amazing. So yeah, that's a really good one. And it's like the only more recent Shonen Jump series that's actually been doing well. Like it's actually doing well in the polls.
That's kind of depressing to learn that like no new series have been taking off.
Yeah, no, because if we're talking like from December when the new Shonen Jump service launched to now, there have been like almost 10 new series, I think.
I know, I logged on for the first time in a while, I see like 5 new series.
Yeah, like Chainsaw Man is the only one that's actually doing well. I think Samurai 8 is unfortunately doing well too, but like most of them suck.
Yeah, but, what was that one? Neolation, did that get cancelled?
Oh yeah, that's gone now.
Yeah.
But like I think that was always the case, it's just we've never really been in the loop of all these new series, right? Like, we usually only found out about new stuff, like, after the fact, and if it was good or not, right?
Right.
But, yeah. On that note, Tokyo Shinobi Squad. This is some bullshit. That's with the Midoriya-looking kid.
Yeah, no, I see that. I can't even begin to, like, try and figure out what it's about.
Just it's Tokyo Shinobi Squad. It's
a Shinobi Squad in Tokyo.
Yeah, it's about a squad of Shinobis in Tokyo. Yeah. The only interesting thing about it is when they're introducing the main character and they're like, "Hey, this was the guy who was involved with the Justin Bieber incident," and then there's like a drawing of Justin Bieber there. I'm like, oh man.
Well, I mean, man.
That's the best hook here. Like, I wanna find out what the Justin Bieber incident was, because this takes place, I think, in 2049, so Justin Bieber would be a bit older, so
yeah, I see.
That would be cool to see.
What about this one, Beast Children? It's like rugby?
Yeah, it's a rugby one. It's not great. It's alright. I said in my video that it's probably the best out of, like, the new series this year, but it's still not very good. It's like this kid, he's like, I want to be the best rugby player. And he keeps harassing this guy who is the son of a famous rugby player who died. He's like, teach me how to play rugby. And that's like it. But I talked about this in my video, but the best thing ever happened that made me like say, okay, this series isn't terrible. It's because like, basically the guy, he's harassing the son of the dead guy. He's like, tell me what high school you're going to so I can be with you in high school and learn rugby. And he's like, okay, but only if you prove your worth, right? So he spends the whole chapter training, and it's like the most generic shit ever. And at the end he's like, you know what, you have what it takes to be a rugby player. So he tells him what high school he's going to. Then it cuts to the entrance ceremony. It turns out the kid completely bullshitted him and sent him to a wrong high school. I'm like, oh, that's actually amazing. Like,
that's fantastic.
He checks the list there, he's like, what, he's not here? Yeah, so that was cool, but I don't know if I'll keep up with that. Yeah, so I think
you mentioned Dr. Stone earlier. I just wanted to say, I ordered the first 4 volumes of Dr. Stone because it's one of the only series that I ever read when it was first being serialized. I read like the first 11-12 chapters, yeah. And I really liked it.
Yeah,
I have volumes 2, 3, and 4 staring me in the face. And volume 1 still hasn't been dispatched.
Oof.
Oh.
From all ordered from the same place. So I was like, why?
That's weird.
So I can't read them. And it's making me so sad. Because yeah. They're just looking at me. Man. They want to be
read. See, real. I have like mixed feelings about Dr. Stone. Because I used to keep up with it weekly. And keeping up with it weekly, it definitely like got a little bit uninteresting for me. Because it was just every week was go get a new ingredient. And then get a new thing. But then it started to take off in the story, like, you know what I'm talking about, the part when,
yeah,
like, after they get all their stuff. Uh-huh. So, I mean, like, to keep up with it weekly, I wouldn't do it, but overall, I think the series is pretty good.
Oh, it's amazing, I love it. It's, like, I honestly, like, the first part is really just them establishing themselves, like, collecting stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I think, Elsie, I'm pretty sure that's all you, that's as far as you got, but, like...
I got to, like, the big moment where something crazy happens to one of the main characters.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
I mean, but, you can spoil it, because yeah, I think we're as caught up. Like, we're the most caught up.
Yeah, but people listening might not be. Well, spoilers. I'm pretty sure, if I remember rightly, one of the main characters dies. Is that right?
It's half right.
The strong dude?
I won't say anything else, but...
Okay, well, something happens to him... And then it goes to focus on Senku, I think his name is.
Oh, you're and talking that's... about... Okay, you're talking about... No, Taiju doesn't die, but they sort of send him away.
Yeah, no, they don't
right,
die.
Right, okay.
It was interesting because this series almost got cancelled, actually, because people didn't like Taiju as the main character. I mean, I thought he was fine, but Senku was obviously the most interesting.
Yeah, well, I always saw Senku as the main character.
Yeah,
I agree. I don't think Taiju is interesting enough of a character.
So they basically, it was weird, they like sent Taiju away. It was kind of weird, but like, I was fine with it. And then, I mean, like, they don't kick him out of the story. He still has a purpose in the story. But then once they shift the main focus to Senku, it gets so good. And like, the whole story up to where it is now is just amazing. It's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. I just love its concepts. It's like, what if we started back at the Stone Ages, but we had all the knowledge of modern science? Like, how differently would things evolve? Mm-hmm. And it's just so cool that way.
It is definitely far-fetched, some of it, though. Like, some of it, I'm like...
Yeah, I don't know how really? Accurate the science actually is, but... It would be interesting to see, like, an actual scientist's take on it, which...
yeah, definitely.
Which I feel like we might actually see soon, because the anime is coming out. I feel like that's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll get a lot more attention, which will be cool to see. And, yeah, another really great series. All right, well, is there anything else we haven't mentioned yet? Anything else people want? Holy shit, we're gone for an hour already, so... Is there anything else anyone wants to talk about before we wrap it up here?
I think that's about it.
Well, I was going to say, just quickly, there's a series that I watched recently that I know got quite a bit of controversy. Neptune.
Goblin Slayer?
Was actually the one who...
Shield Hero?
Yeah, Goblin Slayer.
Oh, Goblin Slayer.
Yeah, Goblin Slayer. Yeah, Neptune was the one who told me about it, and I watched it, and I fucking loved it. Goblin Slayer was great. So good.
I watched the first, like, two or three episodes, so I don't think I got to the point that he is saying, like, oh, it's great. But... So I can't really comment. Watched
the whole series, I thought was really good there. That's the thing.
I watched the first episode and I was like, nah. But I can see, like, I've heard the series is just like doesn't take itself seriously. It's like playing Doom or something, where you got this
guy
going around killing goblins. I mean,
pretty much.
So that's big. I know that's getting a season two.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to start picking up the manga, because I really enjoyed the anime, so...
I mean, be careful, because it's a light novel adaptation, so it might be pretty whack of a manga.
Yeah, but... it hasn't been cancelled yet, though, so it can't be too bad.
Yeah, well, I think it's a bit... Light novel adaptations are weird, because, like, they'll always run, and, like... The only one I've really read is Durarara, which was an awful adaptation, so... I don't know. I can't speak for most of them, though.
Well, I heard the online was pretty good, wasn't it?
What, Sword Art Online?
No. The anime I meant, not online.
Of Durarara?
Yeah,
no, it was great. The, like, I talked about this in my review, but it's like... The every scene in the manga is in the anime, but it's done significantly better. It's so weird. I'm like, how is it this worse in the manga, but somehow managed it? I don't know.
Just be like that.
But yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. In terms of anime, I watched Sarah's Anmai this season, which just ended. I don't know if anyone has seen that.
Seraph of the End?
No, Sarah's Anmai. Sarah's Anmai, however you say it. It's the one.
Never heard of it.
It's the one where the boys, they turn into kappas and then they sing and dance and defeat zombies.
What? So, hold on, wait. Say the name one more time.
Sarah Zanmai.
I'm trying to look for it right now in the, like.
It's S A R A, Z, A N, M A I.
What? I don't see it. Hold on. Cause I'm genuinely interested.
Content.
Like, it's such, like, a fever dream of a show. It's only 11 episodes, and it's really good. It's basically, like, these three boys, they come across a kappa, which is, like, a Japanese folklore river monster thing, and kappas are known to extract a shiroko dama, which is a fictional organ up your butt, and when they suck it out, you turn into a kappa, and so that's what he does to these boys. He, like, goes inside their butts and takes out the thing.
Is it called Fairy Gone, or is that a different
one? No, not Fairy Gone, that garbage.
No, Fairy Gone is awesome.
I've heard that's terrible. We're going on the
I watched the first episode, and I was like, oh!
See, no, here's one thing I really want to watch. It's called Carol and Tuesday. I saw, like, a thing on Instagram, and it was this... I don't know what the fuck was happening in that show, but it was, like, some singing a song that just goes,
whoa,
fucking big, fucking big, and that's like the whole song, and it just, it killed me, and I want to watch it just because of that.
I think that's one of the ones that Netflix got, so it's not available legally yet.
Oh, Christ.
But
all right.
People watch it anyway, obviously. But yeah, no, Sarah's AMI, so it's like, it's so weird. Like, they all turn into kappas, they're like little frog things. He's like, okay, I'll turn you back if you beat these zombies who are attacking the town.
No, I know what you're on about. Now that you said they turn into little frog things.
Yeah.
Now I know what you're on about. Yeah, it's on my...
Okay, yeah, that's what the cap is. I should have said that at first, but yeah. But anyway, so they go to fight. I'm like, how are these guys going to fight the thing? And then they break into song. And I'm like, what? And then they just start singing, and then they, like, just beat up the zombies, and they take out this butt thing, and then they all, like... there's, like, all this fancy, like, way too good animation, and they all turn back into... human, and like half of the episodes are like that, where they just all break into song. And then there's like these two gay cops who like who are like
okay, that's why it's themed. Like, there's a tag in here that says LGBT themes. I'm like, what?
Yeah, like there's these two gay cops who are like always getting on to shenanigans, and they also sing like out of nowhere. It's so good. But yeah,
I'll watch it now.
But yeah, I very much enjoyed that. As for other anime, I'm pretty sure we've covered everything. Like we said earlier, summer's going to be pretty great. And yeah, but anyway, with that, we've been going on for over an hour now, so I guess it's time we pull the plug. So that was a pretty good non-American, our first ever Queen cast. God Save the Queen.
God Save
Am I right? So I suppose that's it. Did anyone else have anything else they wanted to say?
No, that's about it.
All right, we cool. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Asshole Alert. We will be back at the most convenient time. Maybe with our hosts, I don't know. I'm pretty sure we did pretty good without Shaman and Shrug. Maybe we'll kick them off, but...
Have Neptune we'll on, bro.
Yeah.
Neptune for hosts.
I'm...
All right, so I guess with that, thank you all so much for watching, and we will see you guys in the next one.